Local government elections now, and across the country, people are not voting in droves, just like the last elections 3 years ago. But that doesn't mean people are short of opinions. Our reporter Kirsty Frame climbed on board several buses in Wellington to find out for herself what people think the issues are facing the capital.
It was a rainy spring day in Wellington, and armed with my snapper card, I get on the bus for my first stop to Newtown.
Please try again. Please check your balance.
Thank you, driver. What's the biggest issue or the biggest thing that you think needs improving in Newtown?
Lighting in the streets,
yeah,
because it's awfully dark here.
I think your public transport and how best to merge that with cycling and active transport.
I think the housing with city council is a bit on the low budget side.
The parks around here should have sort of like these exercising machine.
And how are you guys feeling about the local body elections? Are you feeling inspired by the candidates, or have
no,
you not quite?
I'm not. I don't even know any of them, and all they say is this and that, but can they do anything?
I am feeling inspired, and people are stepping up to put themselves out there to try and make some changes.
Oh, it's not a cut and dried decision for me.
Next up, Karori, Wellington's biggest suburb.
What needs improving the most?
Infrastructure, the roading and the water. We had a lot of really bad potholes a little while ago. Knowing that the pipes are not in a good state is not reassuring.
But I don't actually have a problem with the traffic. I guess I just have a problem with the buses.
They're late.
Then I popped to Victoria University to talk to the Students' Association.
What's affecting your day-to-day the most?
Definitely infrastructure, including housing and public transport, as well as city safety, is top of mind for students, especially me.
It's pretty awful, I think, to be a student and to be a renter. You've got very little power, very little agency. You're stuck paying incredibly high rents with very dodgy landlords.
I met with Chamber of Commerce Chief Executive Simon Arcus. He says businesses have been calling for more vibrancy in key parts of the CBD.
If you do that walk from the Embassy Theatre through to Civic Square, which is a really familiar walk for Wellingtonians, for a long time that's been a little bit of a depressing walk. And what businesses would like to see is a lot of work to improve that, to get that spine of the city really in good nick.
The day was nearing an end, and despite a chronic shortage of bus drivers, most of my trips were unaffected. But I had to take one final test of the city's network, the number 2 to Miramar, during peak hour. There had already been 3 cancellations as I arrived at the Lambton Quays stop, and about 50 minutes later...
Tell you what, it's good to take a deep breath after that. We were absolutely packed into that bus like sardines for the whole ride. I think I got on about halfway down Lambton Quay, and there were about 5 buses that were cancelled just before 5 p.m. So I was waiting there for quite a bit. And to be fair, I got the express, so that it took me about 40 minutes to get to the Miramar shops here, but I could not imagine doing that every day like a lot of these people are.
So, public transport is one thing eating Wellingtonians, but they're also concerned about a range of issues, from housing to parks and walkways. But whether that translates to more people returning their voting papers this week, well, only time will tell.
And we will have more on voter turnout after 8 o'clock.